Hello and welcome to the first podcast in this series for Sailor Society's Wellness at Sea Awareness Campaign. Our award-winning Wellness at Sea programme has been running for 10 years. And in 2020, as the world was hit with the coronavirus pandemic, the Wellness at Sea Awareness Campaign was launched, a free 27-week course to support seafarers with the challenges they face many miles away from home and loved ones. Now, Sailor Society has extended this campaign to office staff and seafarers' families. Welcome to our Wellness Project Manager, Johan Smith. Johan, I've said that the programme has been running for 10 years now. Can you give me a bit more of a history of Wellness at Sea?
So Wellness at Sea was born in 2009-2010 when I was a port chaplain in the Port of Cape Town. I visited many vessels on a daily basis and literally had thousands of conversations with seafarers. And I soon realized that the real problems and the things that seafarers are experiencing on a day-to-day basis are typically not things that they were trained for. In general, seafarers are trained as occupational human beings, very technical, but they are not often trained as holistic human beings. So Wellness at Sea celebrates seafarers as holistic human beings, holistic meaning that there's so much more to seafarers than just the occupational side of who they are. They are also social, emotional, physical, intellectual, and spiritual human beings. And all of these different aspects plays a role in their day-to-day lives on board their vessel.
The program has evolved, obviously, over the last decade. How does Sailor Society's Wellness at Sea work today?
Sailor Society has got a very comprehensive program today, and what we do is try to have solutions on different levels to make sure that we can support seafarers through a multitude of different options. These include training, it includes helplines, peer support groups. So for us, it is really important to empower seafarers through training, to support them through our helplines and through our peer support groups, but also to assist them to build community and to also trust the knowledge they already have. We firmly believe that seafarers are the experts of their own lives. We are not the experts. So it is about championing that. And I think the Sailor Society today has probably the most comprehensive program out there, looking after seafarers pre-incident. So it is really proactive in nature during any kind of trauma or incident on board, and also after the incident. So we try to play a role right through the journey that any seafarer are on and really meet him or her where they are. And I think that is really special about what we at Sailor Society are doing.
This podcast is for the start of the Wellness at Sea Awareness Campaign. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yes, the Wellness at Sea campaign was born last year in reaction to the pandemic. The aim was to empower seafarers and to support them through the various projects and programs that we have in place at Sailor Society. This time around, it's a bit different. This time around 50 companies and organizations will join us in a synchronized effort to discuss well-being and mental health over a 27-week period. These 27 weeks are divided into 3-week intervals, and each of these cycles or intervals deals with an essential topic that relates to well-being and mental health. Also, as part of this campaign, this time around, we are reaching out to families and shore staff, acknowledging that they have also been going through a tough time, acknowledging that they are also facing some difficulties. Research shows anxiety, depression as a result of what we've all been through, and to really extend this, the support from Sailor Society side to those groups as well. We believe that a system in which seafarers operate in, if every part of it is healthy, then seafarers will be healthy as well. So this is really, the campaign is really a narrative that runs over time, and it is from our side an invitation for different role players and different groups of people within the industry to join this very important conversation on well-being and mental health.
Up until now, all the elements of the Wellness at Sea program and the awareness campaign that launched last year have been sort of focused on seafarers and the support that we can offer them. But how is all of that information and training relevant to families and shore staff?
I think well-being and mental health is not an issue that is a seafaring issue. It is a very real part of every one of us as human beings. Families need to cope with a husband, a wife, a mother, a son being at sea. And I think often seafarers are seen as the ones making the sacrifice. But it's also true that families are making great sacrifices to enable someone to go to sea. A son growing up without a dad or a mom being at home, that's a big sacrifice. And it is stressful. And in this pandemic time, I think having this support from the Sailor Society and from other organizations and companies, and really sort of celebrating the resources that's currently available also to families is very important. Similar to families, shore staff, they have also gone through a very difficult time. The pandemic has influenced every one of us. So we felt that it's important to also support you as someone working in the office, and also acknowledge the sacrifices that you are making, also acknowledging the difficulties that you are facing. And that is why we've sort of extended it to families and shore staff as well.
And a lot of people have agreed with that, haven't they, Johan? Because we've got a large number of seafarers and families and shore staff about to start this course and join with us on this first 27-week journey of this extended course. What is going to be expected of everyone taking part?
So as I said previously, more than 50 companies and organizations involved at the moment, representing thousands of seafarers and families and shore staff. And what we would really like is for every one of those groups to engage with us. In the first cycle of material, we want to invite you to connect with us on social media and to take part in the conversation. This is an extremely important conversation because it is slowly but certainly assisting us to move forward in the discussion on well-being and mental health within the industry. We're hoping that you will engage with us. We're hoping that in every cycle you will join us for an activity. There's different activities for shore staff, for families, for seafarers, and really engage and take the opportunity to make yourself aware of the resources out there, make yourself aware of the challenges that you face in terms of your well-being, in terms of your mental health, and try to address that. We would like to partner with you in addressing that, but ultimately you are, if I must sort of stay within the industry, you are the master of your own vessel. So you are responsible. So these are all instruments that you can hopefully use on this continuous journey of well-being and mental health.
Within the campaign, there's going to be a lot of focus on where people can get assistance and help. But if somebody listening to this today wants to reach out, whether they're working in an office, whether they're a family member, or in fact, whether they're on board a vessel, how can they do that?
So you'll see that as part of the material that we are distributing in this cycle, there's a number for Sailor Society that you can call anytime, day or night, and one of our staff will receive that call and we will see how we can assist you. Please do not feel that you need to be in a traumatic sort of part of a traumatic event to call this number. It is there even if you just need to listen. Yeah, I'm so aware that from a family's point of view, from a seafarer's point of view, often it is just having that listening ear that assists you to understand things and perhaps sort of see it in a different light that can make all the difference. So if you feel that you need to reach out, please call us on this number. There's also a chat line. All that information is on the posters, on the emails that we've sent you, and we really want to invite you to reach out to us. We are there to assist. We are here for you.
Johan, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.